Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome everybody to episode 12, and today we are talking about religion versus spirituality. In today's episode, we would explore the differences between religion and spirituality, and how can you eliminate the confusion and bridge the gap for yourself. So let's get curious and expand. I am so excited to do this episode because from my own personal experience, whoever I am today, it came to be because of the questions that I'll be sharing with you guys today. So in 2015, as I was going through my very challenging awakening period, I was extremely depressed, in total darkness. That is when I started questioning. In that moment, I was a very religious person, but I had no idea what spirituality is. At that time, I thought that whatever I am doing that is spirituality, I didn't know the difference in the two. And me being so religious, me praying five times, me reading Quran every single day, multiple times a day, nothing was shifting. It's the more I tried, the more difficult things got. And I just kept getting confused because I didn't know the difference at that time. So in that moment, I had this question, what is it that I don't understand? I know what I'm doing is right. I'm supposed to do it, but why it's not working? Everything I studied today, everything I have studied, whoever I am today, has been a byproduct of seeking answers to those questions. So let's dig into what is religion and what is spirituality. So I'll take you guys a little bit further back into humanity. There was a time that the first human, Adam alayhi salam, that we know, was living in heaven. God created us. We were a soul. That is where we were living. What most religion believe, all the souls were created at the same time. We were just taking turns coming into the human body that we are in. But when we did come to the earth, and that is something I will talk about in the future. I think I need to get ready how to really present that material to all of you. So we are not going to get into why and how we ended up on earth. But let's say now we are on earth. We are a soul that is in a physical form now. We are non-physical being. But for the first time, let's say we are in physical form, living on earth, and we are not that connected to our spiritual essence. So over time, in the beginning, there was no religion. Human just knew who their God is and how they need to connect with God, and what do they need to do about their human body to connect with that non-physical part of them. But over time, that information started getting lost, and we needed assistance how to stay connected to that spiritual dimension that we belong to, that we truly belong to. And whatever we are doing on earth, again, not getting into that. So that is where we see the start of religion. Now, I'll be primarily focusing on the Abrahamic religion, but a little bit talking about others as well. So one thing that we know, like, you know, Musa alayhi salam was the first one who did receive a book. So he received that divine guidance, went into a book, and then there was Bible. We call it, like, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, or we can call it Torah, and we can call it, in Arabic term, it's Injil. I believe that is the name for Bible. And then we have Quran. So those three books have come down to help us connect with our soul. Now, what has happened over time? There has been a separation between religion and spirituality for some reason. Religion has become the set of rules that you need to follow, but nobody's telling you why you follow them. The truth is we follow them so they can bring us closer to our soul. But if I take out the information why you are doing what you're doing, then you are just a lost person doing things, having no idea why you're doing it, and you can't even connect with the benefit of it because you're not connected with your why. So for those of you who are familiar with coaching industry or coaching dimension that we live in right now, which I'm so grateful I'm born in this time of the existence of humanity, that we do have mentorship available to that level. We all know that if your intention is not there, your focus is not there, if you don't know why you want to build a business, why you want to get married, why you want to have kids, you're not really going to get benefit out of that. Because your energy, your focus is not going to be there. So right now we have a good chunk of world who consider themselves religious, or they think they are part of a religion, but they are so far away from their soul. Because they go to church, they go to masjid, they go to synagogue, they go to temple, they go to mandir, whatever you want to call it, they go there. They do these things, they do these rituals, but they feel empty inside. Why do we feel empty inside? Because we never learned why I am doing what I'm doing, because that was the purpose of the religion. But we took out the explanation, because at some point, I think we just assumed everybody knows, and then it turned into you are not allowed to question. I know when I was learning Islam and I started asking my mom questions and I'll get in trouble. I think the first time I got in trouble asking religious question was when I was 12. And then when I did started studying Islam in my early 20s, I will come home and I'll ask my mom question and I will get in so much trouble. Because we don't allow questions. But if we don't allow questions, then how will I know why I'm doing it? What is the benefit I'm getting out of it? And doing something habitually over time, you get zero benefit out of it. Because that becomes your unconscious programming to wake up every day, pray, having no idea why you're doing it, not even feeling connection with God, not even feeling connection with your own soul. So that is unfortunately what religion has become at the moment. So I will go just in a little bit detail how it's supposed to help us. So look at whatever religion you follow right now, any religion in the world. Look at the rules that are there. For example, I'll share with you, like, you know, for I'm practicing Muslim, so I'm supposed to pray 5 times. I'm supposed to fast. I'm supposed to not lie. I'm supposed to treat other people how I want to be treated. That's golden rule. It's in every single religion. I'm supposed to give charity as well. I'm supposed to help other people. These are like, you know, rules that I'm supposed to follow. I'm supposed to believe in one God and the last prophet. And these are the rules that I need to follow. So let's say I'm blindly following these rules because, you know, I was told I should do it, but I never question. I'm not going to get the spiritual benefit of to follow. So I'll just share a little bit. The reason I can share more about Islam, because I think I have more of an inside experience with it. So let's say me praying 5 times. Those are 5 times I am actively seeking connection with God. So let's say as soon as I wake up in the morning, my soul just came back into my body. I'm washing certain body parts with water. Water is, some people say liquid God. Some people even say that. Why do we say that? Water has the ability to take away the negativity from your physical essence. Like from my hand, if my hand has done something wrong, which is now, there's no right or wrong in the universe. Let's say my hands have done something which is not aligned for the highest and best interest of my soul and humanity. Right now, I cannot think of an example. Well, one example could be like, you know, maybe I slapped my child. That was not for the highest and best interest of myself and my child and humanity in general. I hurted a soul. So let's just say it was one of those days I did that. So now the water is going to wash away the negative impact of that it's having on my soul and on my physical life. Then I'm washing my face. I am washing my mouth. I am washing my nose. I'm washing my feet. I'm washing all the way till my arm, till my elbow. What all that is doing, it's renewing my body. It's revealing more of my soul's light. That is very spiritual. Now, once I understand this aspect, and then I do, like, you know, the Arabic word would be wudu or ablution, and then I am doing it, oh my God, I am going to feel the cleansing. That water, I'm not going to run away from it, especially in cold. I am going to feel the impact of its cleansing. So now something that was supposed to be a religious chore has become a spiritual experience. I know I just went into the word spiritual without really talking about it. So very quickly, spirituality is all about a connection with your soul. That's why a lot of people are walking away from religion, structured religion, and they are going toward more like spirituality, where they can be whoever they need to be to just experience the presence of their soul. And they might not be following the rules and regulation of the religion that they were born in. Because we don't understand why those rules exist. They exist to help you connect with your soul. Because it is difficult being a human, being in a human body, a spiritual being, being in a human body and being disconnected from that light, the way we were used to before we came into this body. That's why religion exists. But we forgot, or we were not taught, or whatever went wrong in between, that why we are doing it. So now coming back to the example that I was sharing. So now let's say after doing that wudu with this understanding that I just cleansed myself and now I have access to more of my soul light, now standing in front of God. This is time just between me and God. Every word that I am reciting from Quran, for those of you who are not Muslim and you're listening, so the Muslim way of praying is we recite very specific parts from Quran as we are making specific movements, which is all coming from yoga. But unfortunately, some Muslim think yoga is devil worship. I will definitely get into more into that in some other episode. So as I am moving, as I am reciting the words of God, which is the language of God that he sent down to me, I'm just going to stay focused on me. I'm not going to worry about humanity right now. He sent it down to me so I can connect with that spiritual dimension while I'm in a human body. So I can get benefit from that infinite light that exists to serve me, to help me. It's a very spiritual experience right now. Yeah, I know it started because I should be praying because I am Muslim and, you know, that's what Muslims are supposed to do. It started with that very hardcore rule-based day. But when I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, there's that soul connection coming. There's that connection coming. Oh my God, I am a spiritual being. And as I move down, certain parts of my energy body are opening, are expanding. My basic chakra is opening. When I put my head, when I prostrate, when I go into sujood, when my forehead is touching the ground, earth has a power that it can take anything negative and it can transform it into positive. and you can release anything to it. So let's say I've been thinking a lot of negative thoughts. Now I'm putting my head to the ground. Earth is taking in all that negativity that has been around my head. So there's three chakras that are being cleansed right now: my crown, my forehead, and my ajna. And they all have to do with how well can I see my future and how willing I am to step into it. So now that cleansing is happening as I'm putting my head down. And as I'm coming back up, like, all the movements are designed for me to get access to more of my soul's light. So now when I finish my prayer, I feel rejuvenated. I feel connected with God. I feel connected to my non-physical part, my soul. So now something that was religious became very spiritual. Now I feel connected with my soul. Now I feel connected with the world that my eyes are not able to see. So that is how, my friend, every single religion is designed so you can connect with the most light of your soul. Because you're living in a physical body. You are not connected with your soul the way you were before you came into the physical body. Only 1% of the soul descends into the physical dimension. The rest of it stays where it needs to stay. That's why we feel like, you know, especially once we pass like 12 or 13 year old, that is where most of our disconnection happened. All of a sudden we feel so empty and lost. And now we have to actively work towards coming back to that soul. So what happens since we are not getting this dose of understanding, whatever religious institute we are going to, and also depends on, like, you know, who's leading it too. So it depends on the leader, how much they have studied, how from what an expansive place they are teaching. It will depend on that too. I have yet to come across a religious leader who does combine both spirituality and religion, because usually they go through specific school. They learn that these are the rules that you need to follow, and if you follow them, this is the benefit you will get. But we are not taught, like, in between, what's going on, why I'm doing it. So when that element is not present, what happens? Us human, we do have a very specific attention span. If nothing is grasping us, it becomes boring to us. So whatever religion you've been practicing, if the element of spirituality doesn't come, it starts becoming mundane. It starts to, like, the same prayer that used to maybe rejuvenate you, it starts feeling like, why am I doing it? Or if you're going through a very difficult period in your life and you don't feel that connection, you might even stop doing it. So many people, they walk away from their religion when they go through a challenge in life, and they go and they seek spirituality. So now let's talk a little bit about spirituality. So when we didn't get satisfied, we didn't get that sweetness from religious institute, at some point, human, we started to seek other ways. Okay, let me try something else. Because we are looking for that inner sweetness in whatever path that we go on. So when we become seeker of that inner sweetness, and I know I was looking for it too, and I'm like, you know, I'm not getting any sweetness from praying. Yeah, I am praying. Yeah, I feel a little bit calm, but I'm not feeling so high, as if I just met my creator. I don't feel that. What is missing? What is lacking? And for me, I came to spirituality. I kept practicing whatever the religious rules and regulations were. For me, I found it through meditation. So now let's look at, you know, beside the three Abrahamic religion that we know, when it comes to meditation, it belongs to most of the Eastern disciplines. So Hinduism has it, Buddhism has it, Taoism has it. There is that element of, like, you know, me just being still Yeah, there are some rules to follow, but a lot of it has to do with I need to connect with my soul. There's more of that spiritual element highlighted because those religions, the way they started or they came down, and the book Veda, I think that is that Veda is the discipline. I am Bhagavad Gita. So the book is also that is also considered divine book by the follower of Hinduism, and that book has its own wisdom. So whatever came in that part of the world did bring this element of spirituality that stayed very highlighted. And it did become part of those religion to kind of like, pray in forms of meditation, in form of stillness, just being still, watching your thoughts, trying to find the soul, that infinite being within you. So when I started meditation, that is when I started to really feel the impact that religion can have on someone, but it was coming after I developed those skills. I started to feel my prayer just became deeper. I could feel a connection. But first, I had to learn how to quiet my mind. First, I also had to learn I am something bigger than this body. I didn't come here just to suffer. I came here to do something very specific. So when we are open, when we are open to learn, and when we are open to delve into, okay, I know this is what my religion is teaching. Let me see what someone else's religion is teaching. Without being judgmental, without thinking, oh my God, I am going out of the boundaries of my religion, and now I'm going to become a non-believer and this and that, without going into that fear. If you stay open-minded, and I highly, highly, highly recommend studying different religion, studying different spirituality principles, different disciplines, studying Eastern religion, if you want to call them, I call them disciplines because they are not per se so dogmatic as others can be, the ones that we know. There's less of a element of fear and hatred and guilt and judgment. Once you will do that, whatever religion you follow, your own religion is going to start making more sense to you. And that is when you're going to practice or keep being whatever you're being, whether it's Muslim, it's Christian, or it's Jewish, or whether it's Hindu, or any other titles that you follow. When you will study what others are doing, why they are doing it, you're going to expand and you're going to understand your own religion. I will tell you, I have studied Islam. I'm a practicing Muslim. I have studied it with a proper institute, with like proper scholars who have spent lifetime studying it. But I truly understood Islam from my non-Muslim teachers. When I went and studied from all kind of teachers who are not proclaimed Muslim, that is when I started studying Islam. I was like, oh, that's why there's five time prayer. Oh, that's why prayer is designed this way. Oh, that's why I'm supposed to give charity. By the way, just to put it out there for anyone who's listening, the reason we give charity is to take out the negative aspect of the money that comes to you. Everything in this physical dimension has light and darkness in it. So even the food that I'm about to eat, that's why every religion invites you to share your food. If you have cooked something, send some to your neighbor. If you have cooked something wonderful, invite somebody over. Sharing that, when we share it, we take out that dark impact that exists within every single thing. So when I give charity, the dark impact of the money energy in itself gets cleared. So what will happen? People who give more charity, they feel less fear around money Because fear is the darkness that exists within us. So for those of you who are on a spiritual path and you're like, you know, I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that, but I'm feeling lost. And now I just had a beautiful conversation with someone yesterday on similar topics, spirituality and religion, and coming to a place where you feel lost, and then you're like, oh, I think I did wrong. I need to go back to my religion. And you know, after 20, 30 years, you're coming back to your religion. And you're feeling whatever you followed was wrong, and now you're coming back to the truth, and now you're being saved. Those are all the illusion that we live through. You have never gone away from your source. Just me thinking I can ever go away from God is the biggest illusion in itself. I will stop focusing on his presence, and that feels I am far away from him. And when I, let's say, you know, if I'm born Muslim, one thing about my spiritual, spiritual path has been, I never questioned my religion. I just wanted to understand it. That is where my journey started. A lot of people, they question, they go off a path for like 20, 30 years, and then they learn all these things and they're like, no, everything is wrong. My religion was right. And then they come back or they never come back. What was unique about my experience, I never questioned it. I knew it is right for me. I'm not saying it's right for everybody. I know it's right for me. And I also understood if my soul has come down into body of a Muslim person, that is who I need to be. And I need to do my search, my education to understand why my soul chose to come into a Muslim body. And that is something I invite every single one of you who are listening. Whatever religion you follow, why did your soul choose that? And if you're going to go tomorrow and, you know, denounce your religion and you're going to become like, you know, an avid meditator and you will be worshiping, let's say, like, you know, nature or whatnot, whatever your way of spirituality is, you're not going away from anything. You're just exploring those inner questions that you have, and everything that you go through, you have to go through it. It all belongs to the experience of your soul. Your soul came here to experience all that. Some of the meditations I practice and how I, for example, there's this part in Arhatic Yoga. So I think if in that moment, anyone would see me, they will clearly say, Alia is a Hindu right now. They would clearly say she is a Hindu right now. Because that is how similar it is, the practice itself. It is so far off to what you will see a Muslim doing. But I know why I'm doing. I know why the two hands are coming together, why I'm putting them on my heart, why I'm putting them on my crown chakra, why I'm putting them in on my Ajna chakra, what's happening to my spiritual, to my energy body in that moment. When I am thanking God the way I am thanking God in that moment. When I am going into the deep meditation, focusing on my pineal gland, what is happening? I understand that. So I can do it without feeling like, you know, there's a line between any religion or any spiritual practice. There's no line. We created lines because us human, one very beautiful thing about our ego, and I'm saying beautiful more of like, you know, in sarcastic terms, we love to be different. That is our ego. That is not our soul. As a soul, we are one. You like it or you don't like it. The person you hate the most right now, whoever that person is, you're one with their soul already. You two are one. Whole humanity is a one collective soul. We are living in a fragmented reality where you're in a different body and I'm in a different body, but we are one soul. But when we are in a human body and human body has ego consciousness, we want to be different. But don't forget that is your ego. That is not your soul. any person who has truly understood spirituality and have walked the path of what we call true spirituality, whether it was through their religion or whether it was shooting off and just studying with spiritual teachers only outside of any lines of religion, when that person, the one thing they would realize that everybody's one. That's why they start tapping into unconditional love the way they never knew before. That is the experience I went through too. I think my capacity to love other human unconditionally expanded because I understood at one point we are one soul. So what our ego does, it says, you know, I am Muslim, you're Christian, you're Jew, you're Hindu, you're Sikh, you're different than me, so I have to hate you. And unfortunately, that is what's happening. Unfortunately, unknowingly, we are teaching that to our kids as well. That is one thing I had to become very aware of. How am I going to teach my child? Just because he's Muslim doesn't mean he's any better than anyone else. While teaching him the whatever I have learned. And I would tell you, till this day, I have to pause. I have to think through to talk how to talk to a 9-year-old. So I am not adding any fear, any hatred based on differences. And at the same time, I can teach him, we are one soul. We just came to, we just all decided to come in different religion. So whatever religion that you feel so tied to, question yourself. I would really invite you to challenge yourself with that idea, my way is the only right way. Because there are many paths that go to the top of the mountain and you just happen to be on one of them. Yeah, it's right for you. It's right for you and spend rest of your life discovering how it's right for your soul because your soul chose to come into this very specific religion. And if you have left the religion that you're born into, wherever you are, still question yourself, like, you know, why my soul was born Catholic? Like, why? Why did I choose that? I understand right now I'm a very spiritual person. I'm happy. I understand. And I don't want to be a Catholic anymore. But why? And same thing, if you have left Islam because you're like, you know, it was just too much for me. I'm not practicing Muslim anymore. But why your soul came into this body? This very specific body that was born, that, you know, that it was surrounded by that. Because that is when we can come to the middle ground, not be all the way to the right or all the way to the left. We can come to the middle ground and we can first understand ourselves and then we can understand other people. And, you know, when we do expand to that level, when it comes to religion and spirituality, and you know, some spiritual teachers, they bash religion as well. It goes for both. So the conversation I'm bringing forward is for everybody. If you feel like you're such a spiritual person and you're high up there, I can assure you, you're just like anyone else. There's no high up there. No matter how far I go, I can never be better than anyone else. Because there's no comparison. There's no comparison between me and you. We all are one. So when we start moving forward with this thought process, that is when we can question what we do, why we do it, what we practice, and we also become open to reading a different book. Like if you're so into like, you know, I'm religion and everything else is haram, right now I'm talking to my Muslim listeners. And then I would suggest you read a book about crystals. Why people use crystals. Read a book about energy healing. Why energy healing is becoming one of the most sought after treatment. And it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Why? What is so special about it? And why some people wake up and, like, they want to look at the sun the first thing in the morning. They call it sun salutation. Why they want to do that? What is special about that? Give yourself room to breathe and to be curious and learn about other people who are so different from you. I remember when I went into pranic healing class for the first time, of course, it was my curiosity that led me there. I was not as developed person as I am today. And there's, like, picture of the master. And, in Islam, we are not supposed to have any picture in a place of worship. And today I understand why it is so. In according to Islamic belief, angels don't enter into that room. And there I am. There's a picture of the teacher there. And I'm feeling so calm. So definitely there's a lot of angels present in that room. I can feel their light. I can feel the energy. And there are other deities, their pictures there or their statues there. I would say that was for the first time, one of the most uncomfortable environment I put myself in. And my body consciousness, it wanted to run. It wanted to say, Alia, you're wrong. But the curiosity that came from my soul, it said, no, stay. Learn. Understand. Now I know I was learning and understanding, so one day I could share. That time, I had no idea. I had no intention of ever even becoming a coach at that point. But I stayed with that discomfort. I asked questions. I got answers that I have never received in my own life. I started understanding my own religion in such a beautiful way. And at one point, I'm going to write a book about energetics of Islam. That is a future project. But I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't put myself in a difficult or in a different situation. Another thing happened right now, I'm studying Kabbalah. So in September, there was Rosh Hashanah event in New York City. And I know I've been taking most of my classes online. So I went in person. It was one of the most different environment I have been in. And, this is the first time I'm seeing Torah being read that way. I'm seeing, like, Jewish traditions that way. I'm seeing the dedication of a very different faith in such a way. And it was very different. My body again was like, what are you doing? But again, I stayed and I learned. And what I learned just opened me in parts of me that I thought was not even possible. So I would invite you, whatever religion you are, find a different religion to explore. If you are so much into spirituality and you're like, religion are like, they're just bad and they are just taking people into darkness. I invite you to explore at least one religion this year in 2024. Just pick up a book on it, just read. Even when you're reading it, every single part of your body wants to question it. Let yourself sit in that discomfort. Expose yourself to that discomfort. What will you find on the other side? You will find you connecting with a bigger part of you. And if all of us can expand just a little bit, we will get access to more of our soul light. We will start hating less. We will start loving more. We would want to be less right, and we would want to create more miracles. And that is what this world really needs. That is what our kids' generation really needs. They need a world that has more light. How we are going to bring that light? That light comes from us. That light comes from me and you. And that light comes from when I stop feeling I'm the only right person and you're wrong. When I stop feeling that, when I can see you with the same love as I see myself, because now I have learned and studied. And I understand why you do the things the way you do it. I have an understanding about you. Now, I don't need to hate you to be right. I don't need to make you wrong to be right. Now I can just accept you. And I can smile at you and I can say, I understand. I know about you. I know why you do things the way you do. That, my friend, that inner transformation within each and every one of us, that is the light that this world needs. And it needs it now more than ever. And don't for even a second think you're such a religious person, you're such a spiritual person. We start every single day, we start from zero. Every single day, we start from zero. Even if you're such a religious person or you're such a spiritual person, we all start from zero. Every single morning when the soul comes back into the body. And every single day is an opportunity to reveal more of that light. So just to wrap it up, every religion has come down and all the rules and regulations exist to help you connect with your soul's light. But it's your job to understand, question, explore, discover, and seek why I am doing what I'm doing. How is it benefiting my soul? You do those questions, you nurture those questions within you, the answers will be attracted to you. They'll start showing up in your life. That's how I learned what I learned. I kept asking questions, the answers kept showing up. Now, if you are connected with your religion and spirituality at the same time, I will say share it with other people. Share the secrets that you have discovered. And if you are fully into spirituality and you do, whatever your spiritual practice is, whether it's like, you meditate, you do yoga, you have your own herbal practice, you have your own, relationship with the crystals, whether it's through tarot cards, whether you're connected with your guides, whatever it is, but deep down somewhere, there's a guilt about religion, or you want to make religious people wrong. Heal that. Heal that. That is what's masking you to get access to more of your soul light. There's no right or wrong, my friend. There's no right or wrong. There's no path you could ever walk that is going to be wrong. You can choose a different path whenever you want. We all have a free choice, but whatever path you have walked on up until now, your soul was meant to walk on it. So how about we stop making each other wrong or right and we start accepting first ourselves, wherever I am today, that's exactly where I need to be. But I can make a different decision where I'm going tomorrow. And I don't have to do it from a place, what I was doing before was wrong and now what I'm doing is right. Let's expand to a level where we don't have to be right all the time. What we are truly seeking is miracles, our own miraculous nature, our own soul's infinite light. Let's expand to that level. So then we don't have to make each other wrong. We can come together, we can embrace each other with so much love, and we can create the world by exposing our own light that our kids really need. Even if you don't have kids, you still have responsibility to bring out your light to contribute to the benefit of whole humanity. So that is all, my friends, about religion and spirituality. I hope through this conversation, I was able to help you clarify the confusion that you have within you. And be able to bridge that gap. If you're a very religious person, how can you nurture the spiritual connection there? How can you feel more of your soul? You might have to learn meditation for it. You might have to learn yoga for it. So you learn how to quiet down your mind. And it's okay. Allow yourself the room to explore. That is all for today. And let's expand. Let's expand. Let's bring our light out to the world. And please share this episode with someone who you think might be looking for these answers. So I will see you all next week. Sending you so much love. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I love you all so much.